Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, we have a pair of friends, a couple, John and Vicky Wysokinski.
Very good. Now you got it right.
Got the name right. Who have been in the wine business for a long time. And whenever they tug at our sleeve, they usually have something interesting to tell us about. They started the company RSVP, which is a wine marketing company that lets you get kind of hard to find California wines through your retailer.
Sure.
It's a good program. They came up with their own label, their own winery now, and I think it's really fascinating.
It is pretty fascinating. The name is fun, and I think that's the thing that we need to keep in mind as we talk about all these wines. It's House Swine. So it's a picture of a pig on the label.
Right.
So these are wines.
A happy pig.
A happy pig. And how can the pig be unhappy with wines like this, too?
Yeah.
So I guess the whole idea here is, you know, wine and food pairings and not taking it all overly seriously. The whole line is line priced at $20 a pop. And Alan, I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, you and me both. Apparently, they have a winery, they have a winemaker, and I'm guessing they're working with purchased grapes.
I would imagine.
I don't think it's purchased fruit. These wines are too good. I mean, purchased juice.
Right.
These wines are really, really nice. Let's start with the Chardonnay from Santa Barbara, 2011.
I was really very, very impressed by this. And this was the last one I tasted. I sort of did them in the wrong order. Wonderful sort of classic apple, peach, pear, and vanilla flavors that come through with a nice dose of acidity. Fairly fleshy. But I thought that this wine was just a great drinker. It's a 2011, so it's kind of fully mature. I don't think this is something you're going to want to sell her for a long period of time. But I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I did too. There was, a touch of malolactic in this to give it an extra creaminess is my guess, because it had a lovely soft texture.
Well, they pretty much do malolactic almost everything in California.
I would think
days.
So. Yeah, and it was worth it. They make a Zinfandel from Paso Robles, 2011. And I got to say, this really blew me away. You know, I'm a Zinfandel nut.
Yeah.
And this had a lot of the things that I really like. A lovely berry and bramble nose, smooth, dense texture that is almost as spreadable as jam. This is a big Zin, but it's not massive. There's very nice dark toffee notes to support this kind of traditional blackberry jam. And it's got this extra layer of field herbs, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, it's a very pleasing wine. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I also picked up a few notes of sort of cocoa and just that wonderful chewiness and the texture on this one. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Again, $20.
If you had told me that this was made by a Rhone Valley winemaker, I'd have said, well, of course it was, because it really had that. Pinot Noir was the one that I was going to really, you know, hang my hat on, whether, you know, what I thought about this effort. Because Pinot Noir is tough to make, and they really came through beautifully with their Santa Barbara Pinot Noir from 2010. Mm-hmm. Personally, I thought it reminded me of something from the Côte de Nuit in Burgundy from a big, rich year.
Well, it's certainly on the fleshier side. I mean, it has no more weight than some of the ones that we've been trying from the Russian River lately.
No.
So, but I like this a lot. Cherry, strawberry, fruit with a little subtle earthiness, and then just a little nice note of toast that I think set up very well as I tasted this wine. I liked it.
Yeah, it was a really, really good effort. And Hugh, these wines debuted at the Maryland Barbecue Bash in downtown Bel Air recently. They should be available.
And yeah, they'll start to show up in the stores now.
So go ask for them. House Swine. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.